let's have a little year-end fun here, David, shall we? You and I are only on typically Sunday mornings. That's where you'll hear most of any time I'm up for the e-break. It'll be from a Sunday morning. You'll have some from drops you play, from, you know, throwing a show off a cliff or stopping them down or something when you're running the board. But you and I have had a bunch of e-break nominations this year, so we figure let's hear the best ones we've had in 2019, and we'll kind of go back and forth. We'll ping-pong this thing. So let's start with one of yours, David.
Okay. I want to start with, I think this was over the summer dry dock, and Country Force was filling in for the Hardline, which you can hear Country Force tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 7. They'll be in for the Hardline boys. And this was during E! News when it was announced a Top Gun sequel, which I'm actually kind of excited to see this.
It looks all right.
I don't know if it looks good, but it looks like it's going to be fun. And they were talking about Tom Cruise reprising his role. He's going to be back in it. And I said something that made Eli laugh, and I was pretty proud of this one.
Original NES game where you just crashed into the ocean about 100 yards short of the aircraft carrier every time you tried to land it.
And there have been a million GIFs of that on Twitter today, by the way.
Which I love.
Does Kelly McGillis play the aircraft carrier in this one?
Give yourself a point for that. She is not been invited back for Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick's
she
moved
did not
on.
Get cast.
All right, a little comedy there.
I was proud of that one. I think it was just making Eli laugh is what made me happy. I don't have the greatest one-liners, but I think that was my favorite one for me of this year. Was if you've seen Kelly McGillis lately, she might be able to be the body double for the aircraft carrier.
Jeez. Wow.
She's not aged well, buddy. She was not asked to return. She looked great in 1985.
You don't think they would have brought her back?
So well.
Tom Cruise is like, you couldn't get me slow.
What if he's just like walking up and then just kind of turns around and walk? He's just Homer Simpson gif of going back into the...
She talks to him and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. And she's like, no, it's me. Oh,
girlfriend?
You see him, what? See his wife? I don't remember. I haven't seen the original Top Gun in a long time.
I thought he was into Val Kilmer in that movie, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I think there was a love triangle going on.
I got you. Yeah, that was, maybe they should pull some, like, Irishman de-aging, de-fatting technology on her and just make her look like 1984 Kelly McGillis.
That'll be too much time and money.
Yeah, they have to do too much.
What if they did that?
They should just take Robert De Niro and make him 1985 Kelly McGillis before they could probably do too much for her.
What if they had done that and not told her they were going to? So she's just filming her scenes like normal, and then she goes to premiere night, and they made her look so much younger and not as aircraft carrier-y. You think she'd be upset?
If she was making money, she'd probably be all right with it. I think money can fix a lot of things.
I'd like to think that beauty comes from inside, and I think she's probably really nice on the inside.
She probably is.
I'm sure she's great.
I'm the last person in the world that could fat shame someone, so when I get my opportunity, I jump on it.
There you go. I can't wait to hear one of yours.
Okay.
What do you got first?
So I didn't remember this one was technically from this year, but this is from early January 2019. This was on a Mavs post-game show, and I typically only do post-game shows whenever Jake is out.
For load management.
Right. Jake has to take a few games off.
He has to have some rest.
And speaking of load management, he had to take care of some business with his kid. And so when we were wrapping up the show, I kind of made a bit of a joke.
I can tell you when I do have a kid, I make sure it's during Mav season.
Sure. We'll give him a shout out on the air.
Oh, no, I'm just going to come up here just to throw it in Jake's face.
I thought, well, if you send me a text
show up.
To Baby Montemayor, we'll definitely give a shout-out on the air.
So,
for sure.
Ladies, if you want to help me make that wish come true, at Justin Monty on Twitter. And then, Wednesday, San Antonio will be at the AAC. All right.
Get cracking.
Any final thoughts?
I'm pulling for you, man, in that regard.
I'll be pulling myself, most likely.
That's...
All right, that's the post-game show on the ticket.
Follow all the quick, subtle laugh, and then, oh.
Probably shouldn't laugh at him referring to masturbating.
Did he just shoot you the stare that Luca gave Marquise Chris after he shoved him after?
And Damaris was just clapping in the background.
He's like, all right, some comedy.
No, Follow. I think Follow really enjoyed it. He just, he kind of has
he
a
pretended
distance
not to.
From anything blue.
Did it work, by the way?
It did not work.
Did the put out the bat signal for
it did not do. I think
lady
I lost
P1s.
Followers whenever I put my Twitter handle out there. No, and that offer still stands.
There it is.
I'll be here until 11 if you want to come down to the AAC. We can have a future Mavs prospect delivered by September.
There you go. Let's get to one of mine. I think this probably should have been the drop of the year. It was in the top four. But the Danny drop, we all know the one I'm talking about of when he was...
I don't remember which
when
one.
When he was telling his dog story. Well, this happened...
Was this
the
dog that
day.
Kept jumping from a pen
yes.
to another pen?
So I pulled the drop, and I didn't play it on air yet, but I played it for Danny off air as soon as he walked in, because a lot of times I'll just try to humor Danny when he walks in just by playing something very shocking or having some weird joke. And I played it for him, and he said, you have to play this at some point today. And I said, okay, done. I'll make it happen. So during E! News, this was after the R. Kelly interview. And as soon as they started talking about this, I said, here's my chance. I'm going to play it during the story.
You saw your
pitch. It's going to happen. I was spotted up at the three-point line. I had my open shot, and I let it fire.
Like, we've all been there during interviews.
Oh, sure.
You know?
You know what you've got.
Yes, when you're thinking, holy crap, this is pure gold. So she said, if we both had gotten emotional and amped up like that, what good would have come from that? I needed him to stay there.
And she ate his ass.
What?
Oh, my God.
God.
What was that, Danny? Oh,
God. That was a drop.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's the dog taking a bite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A dog walked in and bit R. Kelly's butt. Is that
context
what you were implying
is,
there?
Is everything. It really is everything.
Context is everything, and that's...
I just saw...
That's pushing the envelope way much.
I just saw Gail King in a whole new light.
He was waiting... Mino's been waiting all day for a moment in which
yep.
he mentioned a girl and a guy.
And what leads E! News?
Yes. The perfect scenario.
Exactly what happened.
You're still laughing at yourself now.
I am.
I'm so proud.
That was funny. I swear I've done that twice, that stopped the showdown. I think I was nominated for playing that exact same drop a week later. Maybe we can find it for 10:30. But that's one of my favorite drops ever, definitely. It was a strong year for drops. Probably my favorite drop of the year.
I love Danny backing away immediately, like...
He
can't
knew
believe
it was,
you actually did it.
He was looking at me you know, he's sitting to my right, and as the story start, and I'm kind of giving him the, hey, here it comes.
Does he think it's a good time?
He's ready.
You had Mike taken back a little
get
bit.
Get ready for this. Get ready.
Mike said that was way much.
And then I held the follow through.
As you backpedaled down court?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. So,
I love it.
One of my favorite... shows we've done this year was when we did the post Super Bowl show, which I'm hoping we'll bring back in 2020. Remember when you and I did a post game
yeah,
show
was,
for the Super Bowl?
That's pretty wild ass.
We had a good time. And again, I think that I can just say whatever I want. And
it's
we were talking
late
about
in the evening
the number of Bud Light commercials that have been played and the death of Bud Knight. And I said something that I probably shouldn't have.
We're getting Tankathon sometime, and me and Danny
we're
are putting
not
that together.
Tankathon.
We're doing Tankathon. Yes, we are.
We're not putting a tank at Star Power for 18 hours.
Whataburger.
We're not it's, doing
we're,
it.
We're
you
doing
need,
it.
You need to drop it.
It's going to be a tank with Donnie sitting next to it and Mike Soroy.
Although I think that Bud Light kind of blew their a little early. Wad maybe yes. would have been better. Probably blow your wad.
it's almost 10 o'clock, but...
I dumped it.
I think we're in the grace period. Yeah. I think I meant to say wad.
We'll just they ran through all of their spots early. They got rid of all their good content.
That's how the mountain made sure to really alpha Bud Knight.
Yeah,
he did that.
Like, whoa, that would take a wild turn,
hitting over his corpse.
Man, if you thought the Janet Jackson situation of 04 was graphic, just Bud Knight.
He just treats Bud Knight like a toilet.
Gosh, so that's what dilly dilly means.
Told you, we were having a good time.
Yeah, I don't think you can say B or W either.
Yeah, I don't think that's better.
I think it's equally as, you can't say either of those.
The word we had to bleep was, we could say it now without
It's load
context.
Management.
It was load.
I think that's a good transition to my next one. Is, this was another drop that I played. Typically, I don't get nominated for e-breaks for technical meltdowns. It's just my own doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the buzzword of 2019, we've talked about it quite a bit already today, is load management. And maybe it's just a really funny term. And this is another one where off-air Danny and I are, hey, play the...
Just doing shows for yourselves.
Hey, Mino, play the splat. Play it. And go, okay, Danny, I'll play it. And here's what it sounded like.
Who has a problem with this outside of TV, who just may catch the short end of the stick? And I know they drive a lot. But who really has an issue with this? I mean, load management.
So quick.
Okay. Finish your story. Fight through it.
I think okay. Our friends are confused back there. On
Danny load. Had so many questions for me off air.
Either that or somebody has commandeered the helm.
No, it's load it's management. The devil. It's something we all worry about when we get older.
Got that right.
Or younger. Anyway, you're talking about something different.
I don't think so.
The NBA.
Danny is 65 years old, and he was giggling like a little girl.
Like you just were?
Yes.
And dude, you
he had the inaudible to audible giggles in the studio.
He's laughing in his hands. Look, you're so proud of yourself now, and
I'm just laughing at the reaction to it.
You
like we're all grown men. And we're laughing at that.
And
they're talking a serious basketball topic.
And I have never heard a show so grounded to a halt before. You really ripped the e-break and just stopped any momentum that show had. It was so long.
It was 6:30. It was the end of the day. Hey, play it. Play the splat. Play the splat. Play it. I'm going to. Just wait for him to say it. I'll play it, Danny.
I mean,
okay?
I'm sure Mike...
Play it.
Had so many notes from the Mavs game the night before that he wanted to get to, and you prevented him from doing that. What a jerk. All right, my last one here is...
We have more to play at 10:30.
Yeah, we have even more, but my last one here at the 9:50 segment is also basketball-related. You and I were talking about... I can't remember the exact scenario, but it was something about NBA players comparing Trae Young to Luka, and I had to be dumped again.
You got to have an HSO. It's not an HSO to say Luka Doncic is the rookie of the year.
Why is Trae Young the dark horse compared to Luka?
It's 9:51. I knew you were going to say that.
I'll just say this. The players that are on this so far are Donovan Mitchell, Kyle Kuzma, Blake Griffin, and then the most recent one to add on to that is Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, well, you got to have an HSO. It's not an HSO to say Luka.
Well, they're not trying to appeal to a fan base or to a program director. They don't need opinions.
Well, they're going to have opinions.
Well, they can shove those opinions up their 6'11".
You got to dump that. You can't say you can't say those two words together. All right, it's 9:52. Man, we were late going to break that day.
We were.
Sorry. Up there, 6'11"? Who are we talking about?
I was probably referring to like Blake Griffin, but I don't know why. Like it, when I said that and the one at Super Bowl, it didn't sound bad when I said it. But after you said it should probably be dumped, I was like, yeah, it probably was.
Yeah, you can't say
not
it. That was very emotional. That was emotional, Justin. You were fired up about it. Don't run at Justin about Trae Young being better than Luka Doncic.
Never.
He will. He don't care. He'll say things that everybody's thinking, but they won't say.
I'll get fired. I'll get fired for Luka. What?
All right, we got more to play. We've got... We had a fun year, so we'll play some more of our e-breaks at 10:30. But we typically do kind of a year-end type segment during our last show of the year. And we wanted to play our best e-breaks. So we had a full segment at 9:50, and we had to carry it over because we had so many. So, Justin, what do you got for us here?
So this one is actually pretty recent. This one was last week when Ryan was filling in for you while you were sitting at the tarmac in Philadelphia waiting for the Cowboy plane to take off.
Trying to think of what I would have been doing at...
This would have been
9 o'clock in the morning, so 10 o'clock that time.
Probably asking the girl to leave.
Yeah, trying to pay her to leave.
Helping her find her shoes. Paying her to leave, all right.
Just... Getting rid of the body.
Justin misbehaves when you're gone, by the way. I don't know if you knew this.
He
gets a little bit more wheels
week.
Off.
I've noticed when you or I aren't here, the show is a lot looser. It's a lot less followed. It's a free-for-all.
Well, I mean, as you've heard from the e-breaks at 9:50, I say ridiculous things all the time. But it did get ramped up.
It's if you or I are gone or if we're in a different time slot. If we're in the evening, it's just... Who cares about formatics?
This is like our regular teacher. When we're with another person or another time slot, it's a substitute teacher, and we feel like we can get away with more. That's kind of what happens.
Okay.
But this wasn't exactly me working blue. This was just kind of a slip of the tongue. But when you can't remember your own name, you sound really stupid. It's 9:37 on the ticket. It's work in progress. Justin Montemayo. Justin Montemayor, good God, it's my own name, you douchebag.
It's a good sandwich, the
Justin Montemayor.
That's not his name, fool.
God, what kind of dum-dum messes up his own name? Justin Montemayor, how you doing, folks?
There you go.
Alongside Ryan Medain, David Mino. David Mono is on the Cowboys charter to
David
Philly.
David Mayo, Justin Mayo, I mean, come on.
Be the Mayo bros.
Yeah.
Mino looks like a Mayo bro.
He does.
He does.
Sorry.
Isn't there a David Mayo that's a linebacker for the Giants or something?
There could be.
I think that sounds familiar. Yeah.
I think I may have been a little hard on myself. I immediately called myself a douchebag right after.
I don't know if I'd call you a douchebag for... hey, I'm
Montemayo.
Montemayo here.
You kind of look like Mayo David boys. Mayo, Mino.
Yeah, a little
same
bit.
Hair. Neck.
You white, you Ben Affleck.
You look like Gerard Mayo. You remember Gerard Mayo?
Yeah.
You think you look like him?
Remember OJ Mayo?
Yeah. All the Mayos.
That's a pretty good callback for Cray-Tray.
I'll give him a 10.
Listen to the station.
That's
come
a
on.
Point. He had a nice 7-month run with the Mavericks. And
name other players
random
from that team.
Didn't we do this? Not on air, but weren't we trying to remember...
That would have been
players
like,
from the 2013. Is it
like
2013
Darren Collison,
teams?
Dallenbear,
Samuel
Dallenbear,
players like that.
God, that was the most random team of all time.
Justin Montemayo agrees. I just don't quite understand why I said the O so hard. I'm pretty sure, like right before that, I was probably resting my eyes during the break and got startled that we were about to start the segment.
You
and
were.
That's probably what you heard.
Now, if it was me on the show, I could see you doing that, maybe mixing my last name and your last name up and kind of pushing them together.
Oh, yeah.
But I've definitely, when you've been out and Ryan's filled in, I've definitely just gotten into the habit because I've never hosted a show with anyone else where I'll bring it back and I'll say, oh, it's Mino and Monty, Ryan. I've done that multiple times with Ryan, and I sincerely apologize to Ryan.
It's okay, but no, Justin.
Like every time we've hung out, I know like, oh hey Justin. Oh, I mean Ryan.
Yeah,
it's gonna
Maybe
get
I
real
just,
weird next
I'm just
week.
Getting nervous
if Ryan will probably be sitting in here with me doing tickers, to pay off the bet.
Oh, yeah. He told me about that. I didn't hear the bet itself, but you have to be in there doing tickers and you can't talk on our show?
No. The bet would have been if he lost, he would have not been able to talk for 2 weeks. But since he won, I have to go do tickers 1 week.
And watch me do his job.
That wasn't what I thought what it was at the time. I thought at the time it was I still host and I do tickers. But since then, I found out that wasn't the plan. But I'll be a good sport. So next week, yeah, he'll be sitting in here while I'm doing tickers.
I thought it was you have to do tickers and can't talk on the show. So Ryan was going to want to do a pool segment where we're just
segments.
Breaking down pool and you're just in there.
It just, so everything's wrong.
You're just sitting in timeout in the penalty box.
Oh, that would kill me.
Watching your friends play in the sandbox.
Talking about, and you're just butchering everything.
Like, no, they're so wrong about this.
Either that or like Mavs, I'd be really bummed out.
Or we're talking about Jordan shoes or something.
Right.
And you're just like, oh man.
That would bother me. So let's hear another one of yours, David.
Okay.
Mayo.
Another one of my... Let's do another failed joke of mine. This one was on bad radio, I believe, during the 1:30 news. And I don't know if a lot of our listeners know this, but Cumulus has a mascot. We have a dog mascot named Sulu. And
oh, yeah,
the
Bloods.
Source of that is... that's Suwu.
Okay.
So. And I would know that because I'm blooded.
Right.
But yes, Sulu, you might ask yourself, why is the name Sulu? I don't get it. It's Cumulus, spelt backwards, but it's only the last four digits of it, or the last four letters of
Cumulus.
They left
the come out.
So, yeah, that's probably worse than... That's basically my joke on bad radio.
Oh, it is? Sorry.
Kind of. I didn't say it. But,
What? That's... No, I'm not referring to... That was the first three letters they left
out. It's too late
now. You probably would say you left the Q out.
Let's just play the E-break, how about we?
She walks in the back door, goes straight to the ticker room.
That sounds like lowest and not the best use. For me.
It's not Sulu.
No, do you remember that one?
What did Sulu stand for?
It's Cumulus spelt backwards.
Right.
It's the name of the dog. I don't know why they just don't use the first few letters of Cumulus.
Sir?
Julie enjoys your set.
Okay. See, the music doesn't die whenever he... That's absolutely the music deserved to die there. Well, anyways, yes. I think with Cumulus, they were just looking, hey, we need to approach this from a different angle.
I made Julie giggle. That's just what I do. I just make people giggle like little girls.
Whether it's actually Julie or Danny.
And Julie's got her mic on, but she's...
I was going to say, that's mean.
You can't audibly hear it, but
they're
like, okay.
They're doing you wrong right there. Danny and her did the same thing. They laughed off air, providing you no support.
That's the best kind.
That's mean.
It's the off air laugh, because you know what's going down.
Jake,
you know what's
like,
happening.
You turn that music down there, Chief, doing the sniff.
A little sniff. Dan will do that too sometimes, and I hate it. Like, Dan will sometimes like pull his head away from the mic and laugh.
But it is a sign of respect that he's laughing. It's not a...
I appreciate it.
Firing evil glares at you of, that was just bad.
I've never seen him do that.
No, he doesn't do that.
Maybe I just deliver killer lines, but...
Bob might kind of give you the...
Puzzled look.
Sometimes if you say something to a dog that it doesn't understand and it tilts
its head.
Bob will give that to you every now and then of, okay. Interesting decision there.
Yeah, I wish P1s could see Dan grabbing the mic by its arm, pulling it away, laughing for a second, and then pulling it back. He does it so much, and I'm like, come on, man, I could probably use your laughter support there. It's all good,
though. Is the best feeling to make a host laugh.
Right, especially Dan, because Dan doesn't laugh too often, so it's always pretty good.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
So I have another one here. I don't remember much of the context on this. And I didn't mean to say this, but again, it was something bad that I probably shouldn't have said. Had stolen $6,000 from a home. And police found her in her getaway car, which was a baby stroller. She wasn't driving the getaway car. She had the money in the baby stroller.
Baby.
Now, the reason this is interesting is because she had $6,000 worth of quarters.
Damn.
And was pushing.
She's doing what?
We're good. Yeah. We're good.
It's all right.
We're all okay
here. It's early.
One more time. She was pushing.
What the hell is going on?
In a stroller.
So how'd she get quarters?
I could say my H's. What was that noise I made?
I think if you wouldn't have stopped down, if you would have recovered quicker and moved on with the story, I don't think it would have been that bad. I don't think you butchered it that terribly.
I still don't understand.
I think you brought that one on yourself.
I made some weird noise, though. I went like, or something.
It was me voting for the Homer call?
Yeah, it was your exasperated Mino voting for Homer call. I was listening to Rotten Radio, and they had a Homer call, and that's all I could hear.
You're just waiting for it?
You doing it.
You're waiting for...
Give me...
Collinsworth to slide in.
Cincinnati.
I did that again last week. I don't remember what it was for. Oh, it was when I was on TV I did it. I was on Free For All.
Oh, when you were on Free For All by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
When Jeff Kolb invited me.
Are you guys all right? You guys made up after that? I know it was
We'll be all right. Justin, we can be on again sometime.
My conscience is clear. I didn't go on any TV shows without David, so I'm fine. I don't know about him.
Free For All, yeah, I was on TV. I'm cool. I mean, it was last minute, too. And it was kind of funny because Jeff was by himself because Ducey was on vacation and Sam Gannon was on vacation.
Oh, so and I guess, only go on when Sam asks.
And
that makes me feel better.
Four other people said no, and I guess I was the fifth
person.
Did
Killer
person.
And Tony say no?
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
Couldn't do engineering.
Sam Hale said no.
Jacob Dedamore couldn't do it.
Damn.
Tyler, the
he
new guy,
probably would have jumped in the
no.
sponsors on you in front of Jeff.
That was really funny. I wish... Well, maybe we can play that next week after it's up for the e-break.
Well, let's hear your last e-break. Don't you have one more?
Do I have one more, Trey? Do we have one more for me in there? I forget. I have a ton.
You have a few more in here.
Let's hear another one. Just fire it off.
Yeah, just
no
play
context.
One.
I don't know exactly what happened, but she... And all she had was her leash on. I mean, her collar on, and we had a hook on the collar. Now we've got, you know, harnesses and choke collars and everything else to ensure that the dogs can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
All she had on, though, was that collar. She jumps in the air, contorts her body, and the collar comes off.
And she ate his ass.
There it is again.
She turns around after she ate my ass.
Oh, my God.
While she's in the air?
In the air. Yeah, it's a really talented
she
dog.
She bit you so hard that she took a chunk out of your bottom.
She did, yeah.
Okay,
she,
just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Look at Mike.
It's my favorite drop.
He's got it just on there waiting for 1 second. Just pause, Corby. Pause.
I will guarantee the P1s right now, I will never stop doing that bit.
You're laughing.
Anytime that there's a female and a male involved and there's a pause in the story, that drop will be played.
You're laughing the exact same now that you were laughing during the
funny.
Clip. He's so he is, tickled.
He is beat red right now. Not heard mine of this
why.
Jolly.
It's just so funny.
Laughing at himself.
Having such a good
I'm
time.
I'm never going to stop it.
That and the playing the shut the F up with
that one also.
Kids.
It fits. It's almost getting too predictable now when he brings his kids up because he knows it's going to play.
Right.
So I'm going to have to find a way to get creative with it to play it about other kids.
Right.
But Corby's the only one that I'm comfortable enough playing it when they're talking about their kids. I probably
would. You wouldn't do it with Bob?
I just feel a little awkward.
Man, that would be great. Because that would get you
maybe
both.
Maybe at least the half of the drop and I'd fade it down. I think I could get away with doing it that way.
That would get you both Dan off mic laugh.
That would probably
give
me Dan on the air laugh.
So you gotta figure it out.
Julie.
Do you want Dan laughing? I think it'd be worth it.
I think he would have respect for you.
I think he would too.
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
Maybe.
Do it.
I'm giving a soft maybe.
Doing a 12-10
for anybody. I'm not giving away my bits. I'm not going to say what I am and am not going to do.
All right, that is our show for today.
This may be a dumb question. Have you guys done your Christmas shopping yet?
I mean, Christmas just ended, Trey.
Never too early to start. Never too early.
What a wonky edit that was together. That sounded real clean. I'm glad those were played back to back.
It's our last show of the year. But not only that, Justin,
Don't.
It's our last show of the
decade.
It's the last show of the decade. Have you gotten that yet? Have you gotten anybody saying, hey? Or you say, hey, see you next year? No. I'll see you next decade.
I was about to say it.
Oh. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Dump it.
But no, I'd rather shame you for doing it. So that's our show. Cowboys kind of on the kickoff is later today. And we'll see you in the next decade.
See you in 2020.